Erev in Perek Gimel Mishnah Gimel. Masano be'ilun, if a person puts an Erev on top of a tree, lamala mi'asar tvachim. He puts it and it's higher than 10 tvachim off the ground. It's inside the tree. Ein eruva Erev. So this is not a good Erev. Why not? Because he's in Rishus Harabim. At the time that the Erev is Kona, which is Bein HaShmashas, the Erev is inaccessible to him because in order to get the Erev, he would have to go from the place, his Makom Shfisa, which is Rishus Harabim, which is where he's standing, to go get the Erev, which is in the Rishus HaYochid. Because the tree, if it's higher than 10 Tfachim off the ground and 4 Tfachim wide, that's Rishus HaYochid. That would be a Malacha of Hotzah. So since the Erev is not accessible at the time that it needs to be, which is Bein HaShmashas, which is the time that it creates a Shavisa, which is where you're going to be living that Shabbos, and from there you can walk 2,000 Amos each way, since you can't access that Erev, therefore it doesn't work. L'matim yasar tefachim, Eruv ve'eruv. However, if it's less than 10 tefachim off the ground, now it's in a Karmelis, because from below 10 tefachim, all the way down to 3 tefachim from the ground, because once it's below 3 tefachim from the ground, then it's like the ground itself, then it's Rishus HaRabim. But from 3 to 10, that's a Karmelis. And therefore, Eruv ve'eruv, it's a good Eruv. Now, L'maisa, one is not allowed to carry Midrabanan from a Karmelis, so this Mishnah is like Rebbe. That Rebbe held that Chazal were not Geizer Shvus Bein HaShmashas. This is a Shvus Midrabanan that they did not want us to carry in a Karmelis. And Bein HaShmashas, and some say Dafka because it's Letzarech Mitzvah, because in order for a person to use Eruv Tchumen, it had to Dafka be done Letzarech HaMitzvah. So because it's Letzarech HaMitzvah, and it's Bein HaShmashas, it would be mutter to go get this Eruv. Nesanu Babor, if he puts it in a pit. Now in this case, the case switches, the Rav explains, is that we're not dealing with where you're standing in Rishus HaRabim, now you're standing in a Karmelis. Let's say you're standing in a Bika, like an open field. But you put the Erev in a bor, in a pit. Afilo omuk mea ama, even if the pit is 100 amas deep, so it's a Rishus HaYachid, and the bottom is, it's 4 tefachim wide. Eruv ve'eruv, it's a good Erev. Again, for the same reason, even though it's a derabanan, because you're not allowed to carry from a Karmelis to Rishus HaYachid and vice versa. So still, this is like Rebbe, that they're not going to Shavuos Bein HaShmashas. Now, the reason that a bor, the case was a Karmelis, was because the Mefarshim explained that it's not the derech to put a bor in the middle of Rishus HaRabim, and that's why Mestam it was like in an open field, like a Karmelis, that's where they would put the bor. Back to Rishus HaRabim now. Nesana b'roish hakonah, he put it on top of a reed, or b'roish hakundus, or on top of a pole. Bizmanshu tolish for notes. As long as these items, the reed or the pole, are detached and then inserted into the ground, but they're not totally attached to the ground like they were originally growing, afilu gavo mea amo hareze eruv. Even if this reed or this pole is 100 amas high and you put it on top of this, hareze eruv, it's a good eruv. Now the pole, since it's so thin, or the reed, it's a makom petur. And a makom petur, even lechatchila, one is allowed to carry from a makom petur into Rishus HaYochid, makom petur into Rishus HaRabim, and vice versa. The Rav says that there has to still be a platform on top of this reed that you're putting the Erev on, otherwise it's not a good Erev because you need to put it on top of something that's 4 tefachim. You need to put an Erev on a platform. But some Rishonim disagree with the Rav with this. Either way, we do see that the Mishnah requires that it's detached. What if it's attached? There the Rav says it's not an Erev. Why? Because we're afraid that you're going to cut the reed because it's soft, the pole, it's thin. Mashain came by the tree. If it was less than 10 tefachim, we said that it's okay. We're not choishes that you're going to cut it, because the tree is much thicker, but this is much easier to cut. So that's one reason why we're machmir here, and that's why specifically it has to be detached. Or the other reason is that a lot of times it's very hard to discern whether a reed is attached to the ground or detached, because even when you cut it and reinsert it into the ground, it can look like it's attached. So therefore, they were more careful by a reed or a pole not to use it as an Erev unless you for sure knew that it was detached from the ground. Because if it was attached to the ground, you may end up cutting it, thinking that it's already detached. Mishnah continues, Nesana b'migdol v'avara maftech. If a person put it in like a closet, v'avara maftech, and he lost his keys, hareza Erev. That's a good Erev. And we're specifically dealing with a case where the way that you can open up this closet is by cutting a rope. There's a rope that was holding this locked and closed. And you can take a knife and cut it open. And since you can take a knife and you can use it to cut it open, it's just mekalkel. All mekalkel, even though l'chatchila you're not allowed to be mekalkel, you're not allowed to cut this rope on Shabbos. But b'dieved, it's not an isidiraisa, kol mekalkel in peturin. And like we said, Rebbe holds that they weren't goyzer shvus bein hashmashas, and bein hashmashas is the time that the shvisa is kona, and therefore it's okay. Rebbe Eliezer says that if you don't know where the key is, it's not a good Erev. Rabbi Eliezer, the Mefarshim say, held like Rabbi Nechemiah, that by Mukta, an item can only be taken if the item is used for what it's intended to. Since a knife is not used for this, it's only used for cutting food and things like that, therefore a knife, according to Rabbi Eliezer, is Mukta for this, and you're not allowed to take a knife. But so what? Even taking a knife Mukta, that's a Shvus. And we said that Rebbe holds that you're allowed to be over Shvus Ben Hashmasha. So the Rav says here, there's two Shvusim. Number one is this, which is Mukta. And number two would be Kilkel, being Mekalkel, cutting the rope. That's another Derabbanan. You're not allowed to do two Shvusim.